Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8 o'clock, a busy morning on the roads with crashes causing backups in Wake, Durham, and Orange County. I'll take you around those delays.
And taking a look at our trick-or-treat forecast, we are trending wetter. The rain may not be that heavy, but it's likely to be with us through the trick-or-treat hours. I'll walk you through the timeline.
Plus, church members looking for answers after an Israeli flag was vandalized on its property. What they're learning from surveillance video on that Nash County location. Lots to tell you about here as we do.
And it's a big day at RDU. The first Air France flight takes off today directly to Paris. Coming up, how much it could cost you to take a flight next summer.
Yeah, lots to tell you about, including that. Exactly. Air France flight.
How about that?
Taking off while our weather is getting grounded here for the next couple of days.
Major, right?
I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us.
And I'm Ken Smith. I remember dodging showers last Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's back. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking how it all will shake out.
And Ken, it just isn't fair that we would see this 2 years in a row, especially with the kind of weather that we've seen for the last 7 or 8 days. But here we go. Big front comes through starting early tomorrow morning. It's going to drop our temperatures down into the 40s and bring along some rain with it. But today looks gorgeous. Here's a look at Futurecast for today. Right now, through noon, nice and clear, mid-80s. Now, overnight, we start to see the clouds roll in, and a few showers are possible from Durham northward. That's all the way through tomorrow morning. It's probably going to be fairly dry at lunchtime, but right after lunchtime, we start to see that rain pushing in. The amounts of rain are going to be fairly light. We're going to go over that with Futurecast coming up in just a little bit, but we're not talking about anything heavy. It's just going to be that the coverage is for most of the viewing area, and the timing of that is just right during trick-or-treat time. So beautiful start in Durham this morning, 63 degrees. Our wind out of the southwest at 11 miles per hour. It will be breezy ahead of our front today. Our temperatures are currently in the low 60s, except up near the Virginia line, where we're in the mid to upper 50s. Hour by hour, just a very warm, unseasonably warm, almost record highs kind of a day today with all that sunshine. We may not see 80s again until we get to next spring, you know, with these being records, but we're going to talk about some of the coldest air of the season coming in just a few minutes, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, and it's a very busy Monday morning. Unfortunately, a rotten way to start the week out there with a lot of backups showing up on our sensors around the triangle. We're going to start on 401 northbound, leaving Fuquay Varina, heading toward Garner. Watch for a crash right around the 70 merge there on the south side of Raleigh, and you can see some very heavy delays beginning after you get to the 1010 road interchange all the way through Old Stage Road up toward the 70 business area. Right now, our sensors are measuring some huge delays leaving Fuquay Varina, heading up toward Garner. Consider using Lake Wheeler Road as a possible alternate route. We've been tracking backups this morning on US 1 northbound in Apex. Still have some lingering delays between 540 and the 64 Tryon Road interchange. A little bit of good news, though. Some of those earlier ramp delays on 1010 Road have cleared approaching US 1. If you can pick up US 1 northbound from 64 and Tryon Road, you should be on the other side of those backups. So take a look at that live camera out at 1010 Road. Still some sluggish traffic through there. About a 7-minute backup overall from 540 up toward that US 64 Tryon Road interchange. Some of the other delays that I'm following over on the west side of Durham, building backups on the southbound side of 147 or the Durham Freeway, beginning just before you get to Hillendale Road all the way out toward the Swift Avenue, Broad Street area. If you can pick up 147 southbound from Broad or Swift Street, you should be in pretty good shape heading into downtown Durham. Also, an earlier crash causing some problems in Franklinton this morning with a lane of US 1 southbound closed near Pocomoke Road. We are seeing some pretty heavy delays there, leaving Franklinton heading down toward the Wake County line. If you're getting ready to head out right now, don't forget you can listen to this broadcast on the radio, 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham, and I'll have another traffic update coming up in just a few minutes.
Brian, thanks for following breaking news out of Goldsboro this morning. A 17-year-old boy died in a shooting just before 1 o'clock this morning. This incident happened on South Audubon Avenue. And Goldsboro PD officers say they responded to that scene after getting a shot spotter alert of several gunshots in the area. Some Wayne County deputies were in that area. They also heard the gunshots. When they got there on that scene, they found the 17-year-old boy pronounced dead at the scene with those gunshot wounds. We're working to get the identity of that teen. So far, no arrest in this case.
Starting today, a new airline is flying in and out of RDU International, where you're looking live this morning, of course. Air France flying passengers to Paris nonstop from the Triangle. WRL's Kelsey Coffey working the story for us this morning at RDU. And this new partnership, Kelsey, is another sign of the growth happening out there at RDU International.
Ken, RDU just keeps growing. And that morning rush that we saw a few hours ago is subsiding now. Folks are already headed on their flights to destinations across the country. But if you're planning your next family vacation or couples getaway, you have another option to take a direct flight to Paris. Starting today, Air France will fly out of RDU three times a week until March 31st. After that, it will fly out every day.
Welcome back at 8:13. A pleasant good morning to our viewers out there in Wilson as we look live at the whirligigs this morning. Just a light breeze having those whirligigs spinning in the wind. As always, we thank you for watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Let's go ahead and bring meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner into our conversation this morning. We're waking up to another beautiful day. Boy, are we in for a big change.
Oh, we are. 60s this morning, mid-80s this afternoon. It'll be a little bit breezy, but we're looking at bright skies everywhere. Take a look at Goldsboro. Just gorgeous. Apex looking pretty this morning. There's our newsroom in Fayetteville and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We're seeing sunshine everywhere. But here's our front. That front is moving into the mountains right now. It doesn't move through here until late tonight, early tomorrow morning. So temperatures tomorrow will drop instead of climbing. We're going to end up with afternoon temperatures in the 40s. And then the rain follows after that. Right around the middle of the afternoon, those showers will move on in. This is not a lot of thunderstorms, and nothing's going to be heavy with this, but it's just the timing of it, along with the temperatures, just making it feel uncomfortable for trick-or-treat time. We're nice and dry with sunshine all the way through 5 o'clock, but overnight tonight, some clouds roll in. There could be some sprinkles up near the Virginia line overnight tonight and early tomorrow. This is lunchtime, looking on the dry side, but by 3 o'clock, here come the showers. None of this is likely to be heavy. We're talking about, for most of us, a quarter of an inch or less. Our southeastern counties will be the last to see the rain. So around Goldsboro and Clinton, it may be closer to 8 or 9 o'clock before you see showers. Most of us are going to end up seeing rain, you know, starting, you know, mid to late afternoon, right through the middle of trick-or-treating time. Here's a look at some of the rainfall total potential. Looking at the potential for about a tenth of an inch from Raleigh southward, and from Durham northward, it's more like a quarter of an inch. So the farther south you are, the less rain you may see. So we're looking at it being light. It's a 40% chance because we're going to see it across most of the viewing area. But again, I'm hoping the amounts will be light enough that, you know, an umbrella will do fine as you're walking around trick-or-treating. Temperatures will be in the mid-40s from 5 to 9 o'clock, so it's definitely going to be chilly. Tomorrow's going to be the only day that we have rain in the forecast all the way until next Sunday. Wouldn't you know it? I wish we could just trade. I mean, I would even trade Wednesday for Thursday if we could. It'll be chilly with a high of 52, but we get chilly temperatures and the showers for tomorrow. That 85 is almost a record. 86 is a record for today, and we're not likely to see temperatures in the 80s again anytime soon. It may be next spring before we see 80s again. Arctic air drops in on us starting late Tuesday into Wednesday. Wednesday morning, we have a good chance of frost across our area. We've had temperatures like that already, but we have a good chance of our first real freeze on Thursday morning. Our tropical outlook, this little system off the coast of Florida continues to weaken. Another one down in the Caribbean looks like it has about a 40% chance of developing. So a chilly Wednesday. We warm back up to 70 on Saturday. Some showers on Sunday. Don't forget Saturday, we go back to standard time. Setting those clocks back, Brian.
All right, 8:16 right now, and we're still watching these delays coming in from Fuquay Varina on 401 northbound with that crash reported right around Garner Station Boulevard and US 70. Here's 1010 Road, and here is Old Stage Road. You can see where those delays begin there just before you get to the Old Stage Road area. It's pretty heavy backups. Consider using Lake Wheeler Road maybe as an alternate route, although in the past couple of minutes, I've seen some updates from the sensors indicating some heavy delays there. A 30-minute backup coming in from Fuquay toward Garner on 401 northbound, so it's going to take you about 30 minutes longer than usual to make that trip with those backups. Take you out to Apex for a look at that live camera at US 1 at 1010 Road, looking a lot better there. Only a 5-minute delay showing up right now overall as you head through those Apex exits. Once you get up to 64 and Tryon Road, it's a smooth ride toward Cary Parkway all the way out toward the I-40 interchange in Raleigh. Some of the other trouble spots that we're following this morning, heavy delays on 40 eastbound from the 85 split in Hillsborough down toward the New Hope Church Road area. If you're heading from Hillsborough to Chapel Hill this morning, consider using 86 as a better alternate route. Also, we're still watching those backups on the southbound side of 147 with a crash around Broad Street in Durham. Delays begin at Hillendale Road. If you're coming in from 85 and you typically take 147 southbound to get into downtown Durham, the better alternate for you this morning is going to be I-85 down to Roxborough Street and come in that way. That's probably going to save you about 10 minutes, according to the latest sensor update. Also on the west side of downtown Durham, watch for a crash at Main at Gregson Street. We are seeing some pretty heavy delays on that west, or rather eastbound side of Main Street.
Authorities in Chicago are working to determine what led to a shooting that left 15 people hurt at a Halloween party. It happened Sunday, and when police say when they got there, they found a person firing shots into the building where that event was taking place. Officers say the shooter tried to run away but was later arrested. At least 13 people were shot. Investigators say the venue where the party was held has a history of throwing unlicensed events.
Investigators are working to figure out what caused a deadly crash in Dunn. It happened on U.S. 421, 4 miles south of Dunn, just before 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Officials say the driver, 50-year-old Kevin White, drifted over the center line and ran off the road, hitting a mailbox. The car came to a stop in a ditch on Plainview Highway. Authorities say White went into cardiac arrest and died at the scene.
Police in Maine were alerted to threats made by U.S. Army reservist Robert Card weeks before he carried out the mass shooting that left more than a dozen dead. CNN has learned the Maine National Guard asked local police to check Card last month after a soldier became concerned that he would, quote, snap and commit a mass shooting. Officers tried to make contact with Card but were not successful. A law enforcement source says a missing persons report was generated at the time, but the case appears to have been closed on October 1st, 24 days before the massacre. The cause of actor Matthew Perry's death will need an additional investigation. That's according to the medical examiner. The investigators say they responded on Saturday to his home in Los Angeles. That's where Perry was found in the water. Authorities say no one was taken to the hospital. As of Sunday evening, the medical examiner updated its online record listing Perry's cause of death as deferred. An autopsy will be performed. As of right now, investigators say they don't suspect foul play. A former NBC executive who worked with Perry explains why he was so beloved playing Chandler Bing.
It was a role that he brought to life. It was wonderful on the page, but had another dimension when he played that role.
Some of Perry's co-stars issued statements on his death. We have not heard from the five leading Friends stars.
Breaking in the WRL Live Center, more fallout for Luis Rubiales. FIFA this morning has banned Rubiales from all soccer-related activities for 3 years. This is after that unwanted kiss on Spain's player Jennifer Hermoso. FIFA said this morning that Rubiales' actions during the medal ceremony at the Women's World Cup final in August was a breach in its disciplinary code. Following weeks of fierce criticism after that unwanted kiss, Rubiales resigned last month as the country's soccer president.
Well, the FDA is warning you should get your child tested for lead if you've given them a certain applesauce. The agency says one Habano apple cinnamon fruit puree pouches sold at stores including Sam's Club and Dollar General, as well as Amazon online, contain high levels of lead. They're being recalled after an investigation here in North Carolina found high lead levels in the blood of several children in the western part of the state. Now, if your child has eaten one of these pouches, you should call their doctor about getting them tested for lead in their bloodstream.
The Arizona Diamondbacks and Texas Rangers face off in Game 3 of the World Series tonight. The Fall Classic is tied at one game apiece after the Rangers took Game 1 Friday night. The D-backs answered on Saturday. First pitch for tonight's game in Arizona just a little after 8 o'clock, and you can watch all the action on Fox 50.
Quarterback Justin Herbert and the L.A. Chargers are celebrating a big win on Sunday Night Football. Herbert tossed three touchdown passes, including this one to Austin Eckler, as he led the Chargers to a 30-13 win over the Chicago Bears. Bears undrafted rookie quarterback Tyson Bagent struggled in his second start, throwing two interceptions. The NFL's Week 8 wrap-up tonight as the Detroit Lions take on the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday Night Football. Kickoff of that game is at 8:15.
A 64-year-old Santa Cruz, California woman is headed to the World Skate Games in Rome. Judy Oyama says she has been skateboarding for more than 50 years. She just qualified for next year's event, where she'll be a member of the U.S. slalom team. She was, at times, the only woman competing and was even shut out of competitions completely. But she never stopped and paved the way for other female athletes by fighting for more women's divisions. Oyama hopes slalom will eventually be included in the Olympics, so she trains like an Olympian, just in case.
What? 64?
Yeah. Right?
I have no excuse if I'm not getting out to exercise.
She's got some moves, man.
She does have some moves. Lots more to share with you in the next half hour here in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up, CVS and Walgreens here in the Triangle and beyond may be short-staffed this week. How workers are trying to convince higher-ups to improve their work conditions.
And thousands of people showed up to pay tribute to the 18 people who were killed in Lewiston, Maine from that mass shooting.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. We got some bumper-to-bumper traffic on some of our major thoroughfares. Let's head over to Brian Schrader with this traffic alert.
We are tracking some heavy delays this morning in a few parts of the Triangle. We're going to start off with that ride from Fuquay Varina up to Garner on 401 northbound. We have a crash right around the 70 interchange there, and you can see a 30-minute backup, so 30-minute delay making that ride on northbound 401. Unfortunately, not too many good alternate routes, because in the past half hour or so, Lake Wheeler Road on that north side has really started to get congested. So just need to plan on that extra time coming in from Fuquay. Also, out of Hillsborough, heading toward Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound, there's a crash right around New Hope Church Road. About a 25-minute backup through that area. And on the north side of Raleigh, westbound 540, about a four-minute delay between Lewisburg Road and I-40, most of that between Lewisburg and Capitol.
And, of course, it's a beautiful day today. We take a live look at Apex. Today's going to be much like we saw over the weekend. Sunshine, warm temperatures into the mid-80s this afternoon, but everything changes tomorrow. We're looking at mainly low 60s as you're stepping out the door this morning. And then if you're headed out for a run this afternoon, it's going to feel like summer with those temperatures in the mid-80s. Even during the evening, it's still going to be warm in the mid-70s. But everything changes tomorrow. Temperatures will fall through the afternoon into the 40s with some showers around trick-or-treat time.
A 17-year-old is dead after a shooting in Goldsboro. Goldsboro police say it happened around 1 this morning on South Audubon Avenue. Officers responded to a shot spotter report of multiple gunshots. EMS pronounced that teen dead at the scene. Police say the investigation is active. Next on Fox 15, we'll check back in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. She'll have your trick-or-treating forecast. And up next on Today, Inside the Game, a special reunion for an NFL mom and her son.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
8:30 this morning, a very rough morning commute through much of the Triangle. I'll show you the biggest delays we're following and the best alternate routes.
And trick-or-treat forecast looks a lot different than today. We'll see highs in the mid-80s, but tomorrow temperatures fall into the 40s, and we'll see some patchy rain during trick-or-treat time. I'll walk you through the timeline.
It's a big day at RDU. The first Air France direct flight to Paris takes off today. Coming up, how much it could cost you to take a flight there next summer.
With the popularity of artificial intelligence, the Biden administration is now releasing an executive order to regulate it. Just ahead, I'll explain the details and how it will impact people who use it every day.
8:30 is the time right now on your Monday morning. We've got AI, we've got the real deal here, and we've got a kind of a downer for folks looking forward to trick-or-treating tomorrow. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith, and we are real.
Yes.
Not AI generated.
In flesh.
You know who else is real? Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with this Down to a forecast, Elizabeth.
You got to wonder if that's coming, though. And, you know, speaking of AI, I would really like to just take it and redo what we're going to see tomorrow. You know, it's funny. People ask me to do that all the time. And I wish that I could. I mean, today was sunshine, 85 degrees. We just, you know, copy and paste it over to tomorrow. But instead, front comes through. Our temperatures will be falling from the 60s into the 40s during the afternoon with a few scattered showers. Let's walk through it. Of course, today looks beautiful with plenty of sunshine. We'll pause it right there at noon. Move it on out to 5 o'clock, and then overnight we'll see a few scattered clouds and maybe even an isolated shower in our northern counties. Around lunchtime, we're dry, and then at around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when the rain moves in. The thing about this is it will be fairly light. I mean, there's good coverage across almost the entire viewing area. Fayetteville, Goldsboro, maybe Wilson would have some of the lighter amounts of rain, at least initially. But then everybody's going to see that front coming through. This rain comes in right behind the front, but I'll show you what some of the totals are. Again, it does look like it'll be on the lighter side. It's pretty in Durham this morning, 63 degrees, a little breezy. We have a southwest wind at 11 miles per hour, gusting up to maybe 20, 25 this afternoon. Looking mostly at temperatures in the low to mid 60s right now as you're headed out the door. It feels nice and comfortable. And it's another shorts and t-shirts day for the kids. I mean, highs are going to climb into the mid 80s. Brian, this could be the last time that we see 80s until next spring as we have a cold blast coming this week.
Let's hope so. It is now 8:32 as we take a look at traffic. And this morning we've been watching some heavy delays in southern Wake County, or leaving Fuquay Varina in southern Wake County, heading up toward Garner and Raleigh on 401 northbound. A crash right around the Garner Station Boulevard area just south of 70, and you can see those backups beginning before you get to Simpkins Road all the way through that Old Stage Road intersection. Right now we're measuring a 39-minute backup, so a 39-minute longer than usual trip on 401 northbound from Fuquay up to Garner, and there are no good alternate routes, unfortunately, because northbound Lake Wheeler Road has gotten very busy here over the past little while, and it's not going to save you very much time at all. So just need to plan on those heavy delays on 401 northbound. Still seeing some lingering backups on US 1 northbound through Apex, although things are looking a lot better than they were just a little while ago. You're going to run into about a 5-minute delay overall from 55 up to the 64 Tryon Road interchange there heading into Cary. A little bit of a slowdown still on 440 westbound approaching Capitol, and also on 540 westbound with an earlier crash right around Falls of Neuse Road, although it's largely cleared by this point. Leaving Hillsboro, heading toward Chapel Hill, 40 eastbound, still a little slow with a crash reported around New Hope Church Road, looking a lot better, though. However, in downtown Durham, we're seeing some heavy delays at Main Street as you approach the Gregson Street intersection because of a crash there, and it looks like Gregson's also getting pretty badly backed up through that area. And finally, over on the east side of Durham, we're watching 885 with the usual congestion right now between 147 and I-40, about a 4-minute delay on either side.
Hey, Brian, thanks. We're following breaking news in Goldsboro this morning. A 17-year-old teen died in a shooting just before 1 o'clock. This incident happened on South Audubon Avenue. Goldsboro PD says officers responded to the scene after getting a shot spotter alert of multiple gunshots. Some Wayne County deputies were in the area as well and also heard those gunshots. Now, when deputies and officers arrived at that scene, they found the 17-year-old male suffering from gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. We're working to get the identity of that team. So far, no arrest.
Happening today, there's a new international airline at RDU, where you are looking live on the right side of your screen there. Air France will carry passengers nonstop flights to Paris starting later today. And WRO's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning. Another indication of the major growth we have seen at RDU.
It's a big day at RDU. That initial rush of travelers earlier this morning has now subsided at the airport. But today is going to be a big day. If you're planning your next family vacation or couples trip, you have another option to take a direct flight to Paris. Starting today, Air France will fly out of RDU 3 times a week until March 31st. After that, it will fly out every day. Air France is partnering with Delta Airlines to bring their first flight to RDU. This comes before the airport gets another European direct flight next year. That destination, Frankfurt, Germany. This direct flight to France is coming just in time for anyone who's looking to go to the Summer Olympics. Well, I've already done your homework for you. That flight costs about $1,600 at that time of year. So if you want to go, now is probably the time to start saving. That first Air France flight takes off tonight at 7:45. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News at RDU.
We're working to learn when charges for the man accused of shooting a 15-year-old boy shot near Moore Square Middle Magnet School last week will be upgraded. That teen died over the weekend. Shamar Leverett's family tells WREL he died from his injuries at Wake Med Hospital. Police say Leverett was shot near the school last Monday by 22-year-old Stephen Stanley. Stanley was charged at the time with assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury, and possession of a firearm by a felon.
The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today as the risk rises that the war between Israel and Hamas may spread to other countries. Overnight, Israel carried out airstrikes in Syria and Lebanon in response to earlier rocket attacks on Israeli territory. And close U.S. ally Jordan is asking Washington to send Patriot missiles to strengthen air defenses at its borders. Vice President Kamala Harris says there's absolutely no intention of sending American troops into Israel or Gaza. This all comes as Israeli military forces are increasing their presence near the border of Gaza. Israel is also increasing airstrikes as it aims to destroy Hamas. Israel says it is using weapons powerful enough to collapse Hamas's tunnels. Those Gaza officials say more than 8,000 Palestinians have been killed.
Regulation of artificial intelligence is something that's been on the top of mind for many people. Well, just hours ago, the White House unveiled an executive order to address the issue. WREL's Laura Levine explains the challenges for lawmakers to enact similar policies.
We know things like facial recognition and ChatGPT are becoming more popular. You can ask it anything like write a thank you note to our babysitter for the last minute help. Here at Duke University, Duke experts have continuously sounded the alarm on how this can be potentially dangerous and why it must be regulated. Well, the regulation is now here. Take a look at some of the top three takeaways from the new executive order. It is now required that AI developers share their safety test results and other critical information with the U.S. government. They must develop standards, tools, and tests to help ensure that AI systems are safe, secure, and trustworthy. And they must protect Americans from AI-enabled fraud and deception by establishing standards and best practices for detecting AI-generated content. Of course, we're talking about scams. Cynthia Rudden, a Duke professor of computer science, described why biometric data is a top concern.
I really think that we should regulate access to large biometric data sets because I don't think anybody should be able to clone your voice and make it sound like you are saying things that you don't. I'm also very concerned about facial recognition technology being used by people who do not know how to use it, and they can use it to control people. They use it to control access to things.
The order also addresses privacy concerns as well as civil rights issues. It also says that AI companies will have to work to make sure they protect workers and consumers. The Biden administration worked with 15 companies to develop these standards, and they say that it'll take at least a 90-day turnaround to implement. Laura Levine, WREL News. News in Durham.
Your local pharmacy may be understaffed today as employees plan to walk out in protest of their working conditions. Some workers at CVS or Walgreens and other pharmacy chains say they will call in sick today through Wednesday. They are trying to convince company managers to hire more staff to improve their workplaces. They're also calling for higher pay, more input on their scheduling, and guaranteed hours. More than 2,000 workers nationwide may take part in this walkout.
You only have two more days to vote on how Durham spends $2.5 million. Folks who live there, city residents 13 years and older, can rank their top choices from 10 project proposals that they want to see funded. Examples include adding a skate park to Duke Park, security measures for Durham Housing Authority homes, park improvements, and more. And you can find the link to vote at the website at the bottom of your screen. Voting closes tomorrow.
Wake Med is hosting a job fair for nurses today. It will be at the Wake Med Raleigh campus Andrews Center starting at 4 this afternoon, running until 6 p.m. Come with a resume and be prepared for a possible on-site interview. There will also be an opportunity to get professional headshots for free. This is a good way to meet hiring managers from different departments and locations.
20 minutes before 9 right now on your Monday, and coming up, people driving this weekend confused and frustrated after they saw a racial slur on an electronic traffic sign. How the construction company who originally put up the sign says the message could have changed.
Also, the Carolina Panthers finally breaking their losing streak. How quarterback Bryce Young feels celebrating his first win as an NFL quarterback.
And we'll give this live look right now at Cape Fear River in Wilmington this morning. Expecting a warm day today. Cold front, though, is on the way, and it will affect the Halloween trick-or-treating.
It is 8:44. We take a live look at Clayton this morning, and the trees are just beginning to change color here. And give that about another week, and it's probably going to be absolutely glorious there. Look at this beautiful blue sky. It's a nice quiet start. 63 degrees, nice and mild this morning as folks are headed out the door. By lunchtime, temperature is close to 80, and we'll be near a record high this afternoon. It's 63 in Fayetteville, 65 in Goldsboro, 62 Southern Pines, still 59 in Roxboro. We'll hit 85 this afternoon in Raleigh and in Durham, and 86 in Fayetteville. Close to records. The record for today in Raleigh is 86, and the record of Fayetteville is 87. So we're going to miss it maybe by a degree. Perhaps we'll tie it. But this may be the last time we see temperatures this warm until next spring. We're getting ready to set sail on a very chilly weather pattern. Our normal high is 69. We drop to 49 for tomorrow afternoon. Now, that won't end up being the actual high for the day. We'll probably still be in the 60s at about 12:01 a.m. So temperatures will be falling through the 40s, but I like to put this number on so you know what to expect during the afternoon. Wednesday's chilly too at 52. These temperatures are close to what we would see for normal highs in January. We do climb back to 65 on Friday. Our Halloween forecast looking like this. Those temperatures are going to drop pretty quickly in the morning. So heading out the door early on, we should be low to mid 50s. And then by lunchtime, we start to drop into the 40s. Trick-or-treat time temperatures will be in the mid 40s. And we'll start to see some showers by around 3 or 4 o'clock across the area. Fortunately, it looks like that rain will be fairly light. We take a look at Futurecast and we're looking at mostly clear sunny skies, warm temperatures today, but cloud cover overnight and even a few sprinkles from, say, Durham to South Hill to Roxboro first thing tomorrow morning. By 3 o'clock, that rain begins to push into the area and it moves through during trick-or-treat time. It's not likely to be heavy, but still, temperatures will be in the 40s and we'll have some showers. The light green area from Raleigh southward is going to be closer to a tenth of an inch, so that's not a lot of rain. For Raleigh northward, it's going to be more like a quarter to a half an inch. Even that is on the light side. Take a look at this blast of cold air that's going to cover the entire country that moves across our area starting Tuesday night and into Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday morning, temperatures will be mostly in the mid to upper 30s. We've seen that before. We saw that last week. But then Thursday morning, coldest air of the season, as everybody's likely to drop down to around freezing or even into some upper 20s. Our first average freeze happens November 3rd, so we're right on target. First hard freeze, widespread in the 20s, is usually mid-November. Friday, 65. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures look mild. We may see some rain showers on Sunday. Don't forget to set the clocks back on Saturday, Brian.
New at 8:47. We have just learned that earlier crash in Garner at 401 and Highway 70 or Garner Station Boulevard has cleared in the past couple of minutes, and you can see that traffic is flowing a little more freely now as you head on 401 northbound from the Old Stage Road area up toward Business 70. But we still have some heavy residual delays beginning before you get to Simpkins Road heading on up toward that Old Stage Road intersection. About a 17-minute backup overall from Fuquay Varina toward Garner. I just checked with our partners at Waze, and it looks like 401 is going to be your best bet, the one that will save you the most time getting from Fuquay up toward Garner. Looks like if you can pick it up from Old Stage Road, you should be in pretty good shape, although you are going to run into some delays on that northbound side of Old Stage between Woodland up toward 401. Taking a look at the sensor readings along Lake Wheeler Road, there's Simpkins Road there, and you can see heading on up toward that Penny Road intersection. It's pretty solidly backed up, but from Penny Road to Tryon Road right now through the NC State Farm area, that northbound side of Lake Wheeler Road is looking a little bit better. Still, if you're coming in from Fuquay to Garner, use 401 northbound and just be prepared to be stuck in traffic for about 20 additional minutes.
Brian, thanks. Well, people in Lewiston, Maine are paying their respects to the 18 victims of last week's mass shooting and showing support for each other as they all grieve. Thousands of people gathered at a church in Lewiston over the weekend for the vigil. In addition to all the people inside, more than 1,000 others joined together outside wrapped in donated Red Cross blankets.
It was beautiful, really, to see everybody come together and see how strong this community has been.
Well, several other vigils took place elsewhere in the community over the weekend. The suspected shooter, Robert Card, was found dead Friday night after a two-day manhunt.
An infant toy is being recalled for possible injury risks. Two Costco Jump, Spin, and Play activity centers have been recalled by their parent company, Dorel Juvenile Group. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that activity centers can detach or break with a child inside them, which could cause them to fall. 38 injuries have been reported. If you own one of these activity centers, call Dorel to get a free replacement.
Well, drivers over the weekend were horrified to see a racial slur displayed on a traffic sign in southern Wake County. The construction company that put up that sign says someone hacked it sometime Friday night. Multiple viewers sent WREL photos of that sign. Back in 2014 and 2018, hackers changed the messages on electronic signs in Raleigh as well. One social justice advocate explains why the word is so painful in the African-American community.
It's not a term of endearment. People lost their lives to this word. Homes were burned down to this word. People were denied access to a school or to a hamburger at a restaurant to this word. This word is painful. It's a relic of the past, and that's where we should leave it.
We're working to find out if there are any leads into who may have hacked that system.
Early voting is underway for a number of local elections. You have until November 4th to cast your vote early. Mayoral races are happening in Durham, Fayetteville, and Chapel Hill, among others. And three Wake County towns are voting on parks and recreation bonds. Voters in Fuquay Varina, Holly Springs, and Wendell will decide whether the proposed park improvements are worth the higher taxes. And remember, a new law requires you to present an approved form of voter ID, a photo ID. Now, for example, a valid driver's license or passport works. A full list of acceptable IDs is available at the State Elections Board website. Election day is November 7th.
And while we're on the subject, Jeff, only 12% of Durham voters cast a ballot in the municipal primary elections. The low turnout caused concern as new congressional maps have also been approved, raising questions about the intersection of race and politics. Faith leaders and different organizations now banded together to address certain barriers, bringing souls to the polls.
And democracy is under attack. North Carolina now has institutionalized or finally implemented what I consider to be voter suppression laws.
And I am so concerned about the rights of voters being taken away, right and left. After reading about the gerrymandering laws this Thursday, my heart sunk.
Well, organizers put together a caravan to the polls to ensure everyone is able to exercise their constitutional rights. Republicans, redistricting officials have repeatedly said they didn't use racial data in drawing those maps. They say it was strictly for, quote, political gain. Republicans say the maps are fair and lawful.
We're working to learn more this morning about a crash on Atlantic Avenue in Raleigh. This is video from that scene near New Hope Church Road. WRL Breaking News Tracker was there. And we have reached out to officials regarding the injuries and cause, but have not heard back yet.
A New York man was arrested after pointing a gun at the head of a child in a Halloween candy mix-up. Listen to this. 43-year-old Michael Wynn was arrested and charged with menacing and endangering the welfare of a child. According to police, a mother was driving her three kids to drop off Halloween candy at a home. Apparently, she noticed that that was the wrong address and sent her toddler back to the porch to retrieve that candy. Well, when the six-year-old went to get the bag, police say Wynn stepped out of the house and pointed a gun at the head of that child. The man yelled at the child to get off his property. Wynn is set to appear back in court November 13th.
Carolina Panthers are winless no more. They broke their losing streak with a 15-13 victory over the Houston Texans yesterday. Bryce Young connected to Tommy Trimble right there. The Panthers' only touchdown of the game. And Eddie Pinheiro split the uprights with his game-winning field goal as time expired. After the game, Young celebrated his first win as an NFL quarterback and the accolades he got from his coach.
You know, just being that locker room, that environment after a win, you know, it's something you can't replicate. So it's a huge honor to receive that from coach and from teammates. And again, I'm just super grateful to be part of the team.
Coming off the bye week, it was a nice way to do it. The Panthers get another try Sunday when they host the Indianapolis Colts.
But 8:53 now, we have another hour of local news coming your way at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock right here on Fox 50. But before we head to a break, here's a look at your North Carolina education winning lottery numbers. And, of course, we'll get another check of weather and traffic next.